Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 443 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. And we have a great question today from Ian. But before we get to that, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is Lynda.com, an amazing website, the top online learning platform with over 3,000 on-demand video courses to help you strengthen your business, technology, and creative skills. You can get a 10-day free trial by going to lynda.com/askpat. That's lynda.com/askpat. It's for all of you out there who are problem solvers, you're curious, you just want to learn how to make things happen. This is the place to go to learn from. And these aren't just little YouTube videos. These are really well done, high quality, studio quality videos to help teach you everything that you need to know about a whole mess of different things. I've used it to help myself teach myself how to learn my DSLR camera, to use Photoshop even better, and InDesign, and all these different softwares that I use. There's even things like income tax fundamentals and growth hacking fundamentals, all sorts of things. Again, lynda.com/askpat for a 10-day free trial. All right, here's today's question from Ian.
Hi, Pat. My name's Ian. I'm a graphic designer. For the past couple of years, I've been creating my own personal brand called Logo Geek, focusing on blogging and social media. It's been going really well for me, and I've got to the point where I'm being invited for podcast interviews. One of my problems is that I'm not a confident speaker, so this is something I find I'm comfortable doing, and the nerves generally start to kick in. I understand you started podcasting to help improve your speaking confidence, and I'm considering doing the same for myself. So I wanted to ask you how this feel, how you feel this has worked for you, and if there are any tips you would give to someone like myself. Thanks for answering my question, and as always, keep up the great work.
Hey, Ian, thank you so much for the question today. And this one, I'm very, very happy to hear, because I remember what it was like when I first started doing a lot of speaking, and I was terrified to death, both speaking on other podcasts and also speaking on stage. And I still get a little bit nervous when I do each. I'm not going to lie, that nervousness will not go away. You sort of just learn how to control it and understand that that's actually a sign that whatever it is that you're doing that's kind of leading to these feelings is actually something that's worth it for you, that there's something amazing on the other side. And typically that's always the case. And it's sort of the universe's way, I feel, of just testing you to see if this is something you really want. And it is obvious that this is a direction you want to go into, because A, you asked this question and you're looking and seeking for help. But B, you're also thinking about starting a podcast already, which is, I think, a fantastic idea. And to go back to when I first started podcasting, this was so here's the quick story. I had announced on my blog in December of 2008, that I was going to start a podcast. I had purchased a microphone. I had learned how to use all the software that I was going to use to be able to publish my podcast. And I had even published a test episode, a test audio file that essentially said, hey, guys, Pat here. I don't know what I'm going to do in terms of what this podcast is going to be about, but I'm going to start it. Get ready. It's coming out soon. And I still have that in the bank somewhere, and that is I've listened to it. I've actually played that on stage in front of a few people, a few thousand people actually, to show them what it was like when I was just first starting out and how just miserable I was on the microphone. But you know what? I had said I was going to do it, and my first episode came out in July of 2010. So a whole year and a half later. Now, why was that the case? Well, it wasn't because the technical aspect of starting a podcast was getting in the way. That was my excuse. But really what it came down to was just I was not confident in my own skills. I didn't like how my voice sounded, and I didn't think anybody would listen. Now, these are all things that were just conjured up in my head to stop myself from going forward. And it wasn't until I connected with a few other people, which I hopefully would recommend that you do too, Ian, to just help build your confidence, to practice in front of others who understand why you're doing what you're doing, to be able to listen to you and give positive, constructive feedback so that you can continue to gain and build your skills moving forward. That was the best thing that ever happened, was connecting with other people in order for me to finally hit that record button. But even when I first started my podcast, it was, you could even go back to some of my first episodes of the Smart Passive Income podcast back on iTunes, and episode one is just terrible. It's slow. It's, I say all the time, and it's just terrible audio quality compared to what I have now. But you know what? I did it. I kept moving forward, and you will see that every time you start to record something new, you're going to get better and better. And it's a slow process, but if you're consistent with it, like with anything else, the more you do it, the better you will become. And that's exactly what happened. Now, it was also through these interviews that I did with other people that when I started to think of them as just conversations and that everybody listening on the other end was essentially just a fly on the wall, it didn't bother me as much. And that was a great trick for me in my mind to help me understand that, you know what, I'm just having a conversation with somebody. And if I am conducting a podcast, it's my job to just ask the right questions and have a conversation in that way to try to get the person who's on the other end to share some interesting information that can help my audience. But as a guest, I found out that over time I became better and better at speaking and thinking off the cuff and, you know, just improv over time. And again, that thinking about these one-on-one conversations that people are listening to, that really helped guide me moving forward. And that's how I would recommend you do it too. And you'll see that, again, just by doing these over and over and over again, even though you're not going to be perfect at first, even though you're going to make mistakes, even though you're not going to like the way you sound, as long as the information is there, you'll be great. And if you stumble upon your words, that's fine. Nobody's going to knock you over the head for it. You just keep going. That's the most important thing. The worst thing is when you stumble, you admit that you've stumbled, you keep apologizing for it, and you eventually stop. That's when you actually fail. But you're not going to do that. You're going to stumble, but you're going to keep going. You're going to make mistakes, but you're going to correct yourself. You're going to say and then over time, you're going to decrease the amount of times you say And I still say every once in a while too. So again, you don't have to worry about being perfect, but just keep doing this and you will build your confidence over time. And another thing that has helped is hearing the feedback from these interviews as well, where I've been on other shows or shows that I've conducted myself. They've helped me believe that I'm actually improving and doing better. And they never, you know, the people on the other end, they never comment on my voice. They never comment on the number of They never do anything like that, even though I occasionally get into a habit of doing that more often than I want. It's always because the content is great and that I'm connecting with people on a personal level, and the fact that I'm vulnerable, the fact that I'm just being a human being. That's what people remember and that's what people can connect with. And if you can do that, you don't have to be perfect and you'll be fine. So Ian, I wish you best of luck moving forward, and I can't wait to hear how you've improved over time. And I hope you email me back in the future to kind of keep me posted on how you've been and how you've been progressing. So Ian, thank you so much. We're going to send an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for anybody else out there, if you have a question you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page. I also want to thank everybody who is just a visitor of Smart Passive Income and askpat.com. Thank you so much for your support. If you have a moment to head on over to iTunes, whether you listen to one or both of those particular shows, please leave a review, an honest review, and rating on iTunes. That helps out a lot as well. And to finish off, as I always do, I love to end with a quote. And today's quote is from Winston S. Churchill. He said, "If you have an important point to make, don't try to be subtle or clever. Use a pile driver. Hit the point once, then come back to it and hit it again. Then hit it a third time, a tremendous whack." So these are some public speaking tips from Winston S. Churchill, which of course cross over into podcasting and all those sorts of things. Just be confident in the content that you have to share. Keep getting yourself up after you stumble, and you'll make great progress. Cheers, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.